March 23, 1903. Self-denial in the home. Ellen G. White. Mothers, you have made a covenant with Jesus and claim to be his children. Have you lived the Christ life? Have you been seeking those things which are above? When you took your baptismal vows, were you dead to sin and to the world? Or were you buried in baptism while you were still alive? It is an awful thing to be buried alive. Those who are dead to sin and to the world are dead to fashion and pride. They are careful in the expenditure of means. When the gospel messengers enter new fields to carry the truth to those who have never heard it before, those who have died to the world contribute liberally for the support of these messengers. They give to this work every shilling that they can save. They spend nothing for selfish gratification or for the adornment of their children. Christian parents, never allow your children to dress as worldlings dress. You may say, "My children do not profess to be converted, and therefore I cannot refuse them." But this reason does not excuse you. Let them understand that your money is the Lord's money and must not be used in indulging them in the fashions and pleasures of the world. Dress them neatly and tastefully, but refuse to sustain them in any effort to follow the fashions. Do not allow their minds to control yours. As God-fearing parents, you should lead your children to give their hearts to God when very young. Tell them your desire to see them converted and baptized, and then work to this end. Those in whom Christ is abiding will never neglect the duties that they owe to their children. Fathers, mothers, come to the foot of the cross, saying, "Lord, forgive me for failing to serve thee and to render grateful praise to thee for thy loving kindness to me. O Jesus, pardon me, and I will begin to live a new life, henceforth serving thee alone." Remember that your children are not your own, but that they too have been bought with a price, and that they are to be prepared for a home in heaven. A crown of glory will be placed upon the head of every victorious parent and every victorious child. The gates of the beautiful city will be opened for the entrance of both faithful parents and obedient children. In that day, it will be the privilege of faithful parents to say, "Behold, I and the children which God hath given me."